understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning. Welcome to the program. We've got news items that we'll get to here in just a moment. And a good bit of sports as baseball, softball, and track is all underway. But I want to begin with a feature that we're going to have in the Crittenden Press this week. We're going to start a four-part series on a young sailor's journal that he kept during World War II. Now, this is a very incredible, remarkable find for, I guess, this entire community and Livingston County as well, as this is going to archive one young sailor's experiences during one of the most tumultuous, fearful times for people in not only America, but across the globe. And what we're doing is a series on Woody Curry, Charles Woody Curry. He grew up in Carsville, went to Hampton High School, and then off to war almost immediately. And back in late September, Woody celebrated his 100th birthday at Salem Spring Lake. And we learned of that and went down a few days later and had an opportunity to visit with him and his daughter, Amy Doom, who also lives in Livingston County. And she shared with us a number of memorabilia that he had from his days in the war, including this just remarkable journal where he kept notes every day, handwritten. It's just a tiny journal that would fit in your shirt pocket. So they allowed us to take that and transcribe his memoirs, basically, from several months over in the Pacific Ocean. And it's just, again, I can't stress enough how incredible some of these entries are in his journal. So we felt it was so compelling and such a treat it would be for our readers that we have broken this down into a four-part series because we just couldn't leave anything out. And that's going to start in this week's Crittenden Press. Also starting in this week's Crittenden Press is our series on 10 under 40. And there are a number of categories from agriculture to trade industry. And what we have done is we've taken nominations back a few months ago and selected 10 people under 40 years old who are making a name for themselves and or their companies in different sectors of the local economy. So that begins this week also in the Crittenden Press. And we're excited about both of these features. They're very the 10 under 40, this is not the first time we've done that, and it was very popular in the past. And then we think the series on Woody Curry is going to be just excellent reading for folks, and we're happy to be able to provide that. We're going to take a short break and hear from some of our sponsors, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Since 1925, One name has stood strong in the lumber business, Wyatt Bell and Company. From Western SPF, Southern Yellow Pine, Plywood, and OSB, lumber yards across the region trust Wyatt Bell for quality materials, reliable supply, and old-fashioned service that still matters today. Family-owned, industry-trusted, over a century of experience behind every load. Wyatt Bell and Company, your wholesale lumber partner, proudly based in Paducah, Kentucky.
Well, at the Marion Tourism Commission meeting last week, Alan Stout, chairman of the Foes Hall Incorporated Board of Directors, presented a request for support, financial support, for Foes Hall's 100-year anniversary celebration, which will be coming up this fall in October. There will be a return of the ever-popular Foes Hall Ball. Now, it's been several years since Foes Hall has had one of its black tie formal ball events, but they're going to resurrect that, and it's going to be part of a big fundraising effort during the centennial celebration, and that will be on a Friday night on October 23rd. The Todd Hill Orchestra will be there. And then the next day, on October 24th, there will be a grand rededication of Foes Hall. That'll be at 2 p.m. Again on October 24th. And Alan, in presenting that request to the Tourism Commission, talked about how his aunt, Ethel Tucker, who was one of the matriarchs of Marion, Kentucky, for sure, before she passed away a few years ago. But at the time, Miss Ethel was the only, as far as anyone knew, only surviving person who had attended that event in 1926 when Foes Hall was formally dedicated. Of course, the Foes family, Julius Foes, lived here in Crittenden County and was a world-renowned geologist. He had come here because of the fluorspar industry, and he is also responsible for Marion having in-home drinking water and a sewer system. He basically demanded that the city develop a drinking water system and a sewer system in order for him to build and give to this community Foes Hall. I'm sure a lot more history will come out on that as we approach that 100-year celebration. Looking forward to that. And, you know, there's just a number of events coming up this year. In June will be the America 250 celebration here. That's going to be a grand event, and it's centered around Foes Hall. And then again in August, there will be an event over around Foes Hall and the museum next door, the Clement Mineral Museum. And that will be a remembrance of the Hudson Mine disaster and miraculous rescue. So many things going on in this community, and so many of them revolve around Foes Hall. And it is indeed appropriate, I think, that we celebrate what that historic building means to this community. And rightfully so, the tourism set aside $10,000 to contribute to that big event coming up. And I think the folks from Foes Hall will be coming around to see others in the community looking for sponsorships for that event. I guess in some more meaty news from this past week, the Crittenden County Fiscal Court met in regular session on Thursday. And as part of its routine activities, it seems to be part of the routine anymore, the county is transferring more money from its general fund over into the jail. It does seem like the volume of cash that's having to be moved over has tightened up just a little bit, so that's somewhat good news. But another $24,000 will be moved out of the general fund to help the jail pay its employees early this week. Again, if you haven't been keeping up with this, the low number of inmates that are being held in the jail is creating a cash crunch because the state and federal prison system and other nearby jails who house inmates here, particularly Lyon County, which has a contract with Crittenden, many of those have cut back a bit on the number of inmates they're sending, and costs are up on everything, as we all know, so it's made it very difficult for the jail to make ends meet, and it has been operating in the red now for a little over 6 months. County is having to boost it with funds from other places, and County Judge Executive Perry Newcomb even mentioned during last week's meeting that and $50,000 that has already been set aside in the county's budget to perhaps buy a new or help buy a new ambulance. $50,000 will not buy one, but they had put that much money in to go toward one. It looks like that money may now have to be pulled out and moved over the jail if the tide doesn't turn, and it doesn't look like it's going to in the near future. Although there was some discussion about how some legislative efforts appear to may have a positive effect if they pass. I mean, they will have a positive effect if some of this gets passed as legislators wrap up in the coming days their General Assembly session for this spring in Frankfort. So all fingers are crossed for something positive to come out of that. Well, more troubles for that bridge on the edge of the city limits in front of the Marion Water Plant. The bridge is on Chapel Hill Road, and it crosses Crooked Creek. And this isn't the first time that bridge has had some problems. Back in the winter of 2023, it was actually closed for a time, and some work was done to shore up the pier system underneath the bridge. And as it turns out, now it looks like the state has changed some of its specifications and how it inspects those bridges and standards that they have to meet. At the time, that the work that was done was approved by the state, and the weight limit was put at 18 tons when that work was done. And then now it has come back with a new inspection and found that they don't particularly like the way it was done back then. Again, back in December of 23, it was perfectly fine, it appears, according to our local officials, government officials. That's what they're telling us. But nonetheless, now that bridge has had a reduction, and it is down to only 13 tons, which means that school buses cannot cross that. A loaded school bus is about 17 tons, and farm vehicles, a fire truck, ambulances are not legally allowed to cross that bridge. And a new sign has been posted there, and the school buses are going to have to reroute around through Crane to come back up to Earl Patmore Road and pick up children. So another transportation obstacle for us to deal with here in Crittenden County. Now let's turn now to local sports, where the Lady Rocket softball team took a doubleheader on Saturday at home from Hardin County, Illinois. The Lady Cougars crossed the Ohio River and came over to play in Crittenden County. Won both of those games. Won the first game by 10 runs, and I believe it was 8 runs in the second game. And then on the road, the Rocket baseball team was on Saturday, and they beat Todd Central down in Elkton. And that was a 3-team event, and Crittenden lost to Edmondson County. They had led by a number of runs early in the game, but Edmondson County came back and won that by 1 run late in the game. Now that leaves Crittenden County 2-2 on the season, and tonight they will host Marshall County here at Marion Crittenden County Park, and that's going to be an interesting game on a couple of fronts. Number one, because Marshall County is a very, very good baseball team coming off of a big trip up to Louisville this weekend when they beat PRP and Dixie Heights, and Marshall's beat Caldwell County 10-0 earlier in the season. That was actually their season opener. But the Marshals are coached by former Crittenden County skipper Devin Belt. So Devin Belt's team will roll into Marion tonight and take on Riley Jones's Rockets. And the Rockets are playing pretty good out of the chute this year. So we'll see how they fare against one of the best teams in all of West Kentucky and perhaps across the state. Lady Rockets, meanwhile, are 3-1 now on the season, and they will host Christian County tonight for a non-district game, but this will be a highly watched game in the region because Christian County was ranked number 5, I believe, in the preseason rankings in the second region, and Crittenden County was ranked 7th. So big game here of two of the upper-level teams in the region. Now, the Crittenden County track and field team was on the road on Saturday and competed at Muhlenberg County in a huge meet over there. I do not have the results from that one yet. However, I do have some results from last week's event at Caldwell County, the First Flight Invitational over in Princeton, and a number of top 10 finishes for Crittenden County athletes there. Ella Gary was 3rd in the girls' long jump. Ella Whitney was 3rd in girls' discus, and Lakin Gilchrist was 4th. Also in girls, Geary was 8th in 200 meters and in the 6th in the 400 meters. That was Ella Geary. Over in the boys, Grayson Hall, 5th place in discus. Trey Taylor, 7th in high jump. In the 3,200 meter race, River Rogers was 6th. And Noah Martinez, 7th. 3,200 meters, for those of you who are not into track and field much, is that's a 2-mile race, 3,200 meters. And in the 1,600 meters, which is right at 1 mile, River Rogers was 6th, and Noah Martinez was 8th. So those two guys doing pretty well in those distance races. The Crittenden County relays in the 4x100 and 4x200 finished 6th and 4th, respectively. And then in the 300-meter hurdles, Alex Hewitt was 9th, and Aiden Musser, 7th in 800 meters, half-mile run there, and Landon Starkey was 10th. So that wraps up your top 10 finishes. You can see all of Crittenden County's results from that meet, as well as should have the Muhlenberg results by later today. And all those will be in this week's Crittenden Press. And while it's spring sports season across the area, it's also tax season for many of you folks. And it's always good to have some tax tips here at tax season. And we're going to visit again today with the fine folks from H&R Block.
So this morning I have with me again Jennifer Reckinger. She's with H&R Block in Marion and Rosa Claire, Illinois, across the Ohio River there. So Jennifer, you know, it's tax season and people are excited about their tax refund if they're going to get one, I guess. You know, some people don't always get a tax refund. They may owe a bit. But those who do are anticipating a refund, tell us how they can get that early.
Yeah, so you do have to have all of your tax documents whenever you come in. So you have to actually be ready to file your tax return. We have what is called a refund advance loan. You can get up to $4,000. It is a 0% interest rate loan. So as long as you have all of your tax documents, you're ready to file, we can try to get you up to $4,000 the same day. And it is based upon bank approval, though.
Yeah. Well, that's a great opportunity. Somebody needs cash right now, they can do that. So H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky, and Rose and Claire, Illinois. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. We appreciate everyone listening in. This is Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.